Hello everyone, welcome back. My name is Arna Sahu, host of Arna's News, where on this podcast channel, I aim to eliminate the gender gap in the STEM fields by featuring inspiring female professionals and highlighting their stories and accomplishments to further encourage girls. Today on episode 75.
I don't think it's intentional, but I do think a lot of times when code is written or when technology is created, that we don't consider other marginalized groups. And that is so important because technology impacts healthcare, it impacts business decisions, it impacts the criminal justice system. There are so many different things that are impacted by technology that's not addressed on the first end, on the front end. So I definitely think that that myth needs to be debunked, that there is, issues with unconscious bias in technology, and we definitely need to look at that more.
Today on episode 75, I'm pleased to announce our guest, Dr. Misty Freeman, a trailblazing educator, Amazon best-selling author, and unconscious bias coach with a doctorate in instructional technology and a professional 3D modeling and simulation certificate. She has a passion for advocating for Gen Z girls in STEM fields, and her work addresses underrepresentation and bias in artificial intelligence. Her mission is to promote diversity and inclusion within the tech industry that will have a lasting impact. So thank you so much, Misty, for being here today. Before we dive into the questions, would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, first, I would like to say thank you for the opportunity. I am, as you said, I'm an educator. I am an unconscious bias coach. I am an author, and I also, I would say, a tech enthusiast. So yes, I'm a little bit of everything.
Perfect. So my first question for you is, tell us a bit about your career path.
Okay. I have a doctorate in instructional technology, and when I initially pursued my studies for the doctorate in instructional technology, my goal was to focus on technology and the impact on learning, especially online learning, how emerging technologies could influence education. As I got into the field, I started focusing more on online learning and instructional tech and the impact on people with disabilities, which was a marginalized group. That's kind of how I started in technology. As time went on, I became fascinated with 3D modeling and simulation. So that kind of came into the field. And all of this took place as I was an educator. So my path is somewhat different as to how I got into technology, but I've always been fascinated with technology.
I love that. I mean, you figured out and you found out a marginalized group and you found something in society and you decided that you wanted to pursue that issue and tackle that problem. So I love how you took initiative and found something in society that you wanted to like be part of and fix. And yeah, you did it.
Yes, it was like I said, it was definitely a different path. I think social impact, it made a big difference in the path that I chose. So yes.
I love that. And my question for you is, what advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours? And do you have any tips to succeed?
I think researching what you're interested in, I think that's the main thing. Starting to collaborate with other people that may be doing things that you're interested in. Participate in TED Talks, listen to TED Talks, workshops. If you have an idea on something, more than likely, technology does impact it in some form or fashion. So I would suggest just kind of making those connections, start doing research, looking at the data. As I said previously, social impact, like how is this affecting us as a society? Is there anything that I can do to make it better? Is there anything I can do to promote change? Those are all ways to start looking at something you're interested in. So I would suggest just kind of making sure that you do your research to find out which route you want to take.
Absolutely. Like when you are looking at different career paths and the things that you might want to do in the future, it's definitely helpful to do some research to take your time and figure out the things that you truly like, because your career is basically like supposed to be a combination of things that you're good at. Kind of like the Ikigai statement of it's a statement of both the things you like, the things you enjoy, the things the world needs, what you're capable of. It's a combination of that. And if you don't take the time to fully research the things that you want to do in life, then you won't be living a fulfilling journey, because your career is something that you'll have to definitely live off of.
And that's a key element. As you said, take your time. I mean, just take your time and figure it out. Your path, more than likely, it will change, because as you learn more, you come up with more ideas, you create more ideas and more things and more options that may be available to you. So definitely take your time.
Yeah, because you should definitely take your time, because it's also something that you want to do and you want to pursue. And it's okay to change things. It's okay to be
Exactly.
indecisive. Like, you don't have to have a fully set plan. When I was a kid, I definitely knew what I wanted to be, but I kind of changed that because I knew I didn't want to go into that field anymore of business. I wanted to be more on like STEM. But it's okay if you change roles, and it's okay if you pivot the things that you wanted to originally do. There's no worries about that, because everyone does that as well. You're not different. You're not different in that sense to be like, oh, you're like the weird one if you do that. Just know that it's normal, and it's okay if you change things, and it's okay if you don't know what you want to be when you're older.
Yes, part of the learning process. So, yes, definitely.
Absolutely. And my question for you is, what is a common myth about your profession that you want to debunk?
I think one common myth about technology is that diversity is not a part of technology. And it's kind of hard to explain. But I think a lot of times when we create technology, we're not considering that there will be diverse groups using this technology. And it goes back to the unconscious bias. I don't think it's intentional, but I do think a lot of times when code is written or when technology is created, that we don't consider other marginalized groups. And that is so important because technology impacts healthcare. It impacts business decisions. It impacts the criminal justice system. There are so many different things that are impacted by technology that's not addressed on the first end, on the front end. So I definitely think that that myth needs to be debunked, that there is issues with unconscious bias in technology, and we definitely need to look at that more.
Yeah, because a lot of people who do write the code, they're from the Bay Area typically. They're from places, who have money, they're funded. But in reality, the people who actually use that code or the applications might not always be from the same background. So I feel like the people who are actually coding things out or actually doing things in practice should know that there are different people who might not look like them who are actually going to be using the product, and making sure that everything is inclusive. It's not like a one size fits all type of approach. And being more mindful for that, I think that's something that a lot of companies should use as we, enter the era of ChatGPT and artificial
Yes.
intelligence. I feel like that's something that a lot of people should be thinking of, because there are so many different people who are immersed into technology, and trying to fit their needs is truly not a one size fits all approach.
And there is a need for awareness. And that's basically like you're saying, there is a need for an awareness of what is going on with different groups of people. So, yes.
Absolutely. And my question for you is, if you could step into my shoes or younger self, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't?
I think if I could step into your shoes, I probably would have looked at things more from, and I keep going back to this because it plays a major role in everything we do, but from a social impact. There are so many things that affect us as a community, in technology, in business, in everything that we do. And I don't think we realize how major that impact is. So if I could go back, I would probably have done more research on the front end to see how things are affecting different communities, the data on different things and how it's impacting the community, especially in like healthcare. That's a major concern of mine right now. And I don't think that we've done enough research at the impact on technology in these types in these type of fields. So that's one thing I wish I would have done on the front end. And I think I would have been more, I wouldn't say embedded, but more passionate in the beginning, which is never too late. My passion is there now. But I think I would have probably had more tools, I guess, to address the things that I would like to address. So yes, I would have definitely did more research in the beginning.
Okay, yeah, because that makes sense, because when you're, you know, a young kid or you're a teenager, you're in school and you're kind of supposed to map out your future. And sooner than you know it, you're actually going to be in that moment in your future. You know, you're going to be in a role and maybe it might not suit to your needs, but that's okay because you can always pivot. But I feel like doing a little bit of research, especially in high school or in college, could really help with, oh, what is this major I'm thinking of?
Yes.
What can happen in the future? What connections would I probably need to make? And being a little proactive and pragmatic about your approach and see, oh, is this realistic for me? Will I actually enjoy this? Because sometimes those who major in like a type of field or something in college, they find out that later on down the road, they don't actually like that. They don't like the environment. So definitely taking that research and being very mindful with what you're choosing to do with your future is something I think that should be more embedded into society and something that people should definitely focus on.
Yes, and finding a mentor. Finding a mentor goes a long way, especially if it's something you're interested in. If you have the opportunity to shadow that person or learn more about what they are doing, that makes a major difference. So yes, definitely.
Absolutely. I mean, and also in like colleges and in high schools and maybe even below that, there's a lot of people out there who are probably living, you know, the life that you want or are in the futures that you're thinking of. And definitely utilizing that, maybe just like asking them, hey, how did you get to where you are today? Do you have any tips for me? That could be something that could be part of your research as well. Definitely taking in the journalist perspective and asking people questions that might help you or just expanding your horizons and knowing what they're doing.
And not being afraid. Like you said, ask questions. Do not be afraid to ask questions. Definitely.
Absolutely. Like, don't be afraid to ask questions because more likely than not, they want to help you and they want to see you succeed.
Yes.
And also people just love talking about themselves. So it's
they
a great
do.
Thing.
They do. They really do.
Okay. And my question for you is, what are the best resources / books that have helped you find your career path?
Like I said, I do TED Talks. I try to read the research and try to see what impact technology is making. Of course, I've just written the book, Unconscious Algorithms, and a lot of that was based on research that I had to do. So there are so many resources out there that are available. You just have to take the initial start to do the research. And once you get into it, I mean, it's like going down a rabbit hole. There's so much information out there. It's just taking that effort to find what you need. Like I said, workshops, online learning, it's all out there. So just making sure you take that step.
I think that's a really good perspective because on the internet, there's also so many different things. Like if you search up something, you get like a billion results. I don't even know.
Exactly.
Like there's so many results, and knowing which ones are reliable and which ones aren't can be another really good skill that you use, because sometimes some websites might contradict the other ones that are credible. So knowing which one is better, which one you should actually focus on, because it's really easy to get naive in all of these different websites and applications that are displaying information. But knowing which one is like the right, technically like quote unquote right one, but also the one that makes sense and can really help you. Those are the types of things and resources that you should definitely find.
A lot of time, if you follow the leaders in the field that you're interested in, you will see that many times they are saying the same things over and over. So if you follow the information that you continue to hear over and over, I think that's the most valid information. So I would definitely suggest, you know, kind of finding out who the gurus are in your area of interest and just kind of follow them and follow the data and the research that they may be interested in.
Absolutely. Like, there's so many different ways you can find these gurus. Like, I follow a couple of people on Instagram, so there's definitely social media that you can use. You said that you watch TED Talks, so there are those people who speak at those TED Talks. And there's like a lot of people who are really influential in every single field, and they typically always put out information relevant to what they're doing, and can really get you into the loop of what's currently happening in that industry.
And I would definitely suggest that.
Absolutely. And my question for you is, what do you think is a vital factor that shaped your career? What was your life before learning it, and what was your life after learning it?
I think what shaped my career as to where I am now is my desire to see more Black girls, women, marginalized groups in STEM fields. And I think this has come about from my experience in education, seeing minority girls in classrooms, minority boys as well, but just being a Black woman, just kind of focusing on girls, just seeing their interaction in the classroom, seeing the lack of resources, seeing the limited knowledge about technology. I think that has me where I am now as far as my passion and making sure that more minority girls are in technology and that they understand the bias in technology and that they are willing to address that bias. And I focus on Gen Z. I think Gen Z is probably where we need to start at this point. Of course, we have older women like myself in technology, but I think we're going through a time now where, like with AI, we need boots on the ground that can address these issues immediately. So I'm really focusing on Gen Z.
Yeah, because it kind of goes back to what we said before of, the people who are actually probably making the products are probably not those in like the minorities. They come from money. I'm from the Bay Area myself, and I know that people are pretty privileged here. Like, we have a lot of resources that a lot of other people don't. So I can speak from that with experience. But just knowing that those people who are probably using those products might just be in the minority groups, and we should definitely focus on how to make them part of the bigger picture and not put them off to the side, because there's so many girls who don't have access to education, and the gender gap in STEM is a testament to that. So the work to try to bring more girls into STEM and bring more minority groups into STEM is something that we should definitely focus on, because everyone should be given the best opportunities to live life successfully. And STEM is basically like the big pot of gold that everyone should go to.
And it all starts with awareness. And that's why I appreciate people like you that are making Gen Z girls and or even guys, boys aware. It all starts with awareness. Because if you don't know, you can't address something that you don't know about. So it's very important.
Yeah, and definitely putting people in perspective and seeing their stories and sharing that with others can really help propel the mission forward, because raising awareness is something that can really help people be like, oh, this is an issue I didn't know about, and it's really pertinent to society. Maybe I should do something to help with that.
Exactly. And that's the first step. That's the very first step. So, yes.
Yes. And because we have some additional time, my question for you is, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career path?
When I had began, I would think, I keep going back to this. I just wish I would have known more about the issues, which I am a member of a marginalized group. So I know about poverty, I know about the issues we face, but I just don't think I was aware of the impact of technology. So that's what I just keep going back to. If I could start it all over again, I just really wish that I would have looked more at the social impact. And I think maybe I'm seeing that now more with AI. AI is really having an impact on marginalized groups. And I think that this has been a time of awakening for myself and many others, just knowing that, the wrong code could impact my health. The wrong code could give me the wrong diagnosis, and it may take longer for me to, if I have some kind of chronic disease or something to that nature. So just just being aware of those things has made a big impact on me. And I think I just wish I had known more of that in the beginning. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, with technology, like, you know, ChatGPT is just, you know, writing things back to you. It's like a text-based output, but there's so many different things. There's like robots being used with artificial intelligence who like mimic humans. It's really, really cool, but at the same time, it kind of goes to show how much emphasis we put on technology nowadays. Like with the rise of the phones, like a lot of people have been addicted to, you know, using their phones, especially teenagers. But with artificial intelligence, who knows what the scale of that might be? It might be something much, much greater. So not only is that something that might be, that might have to be considered about, but there's a lot of benefits that come with technology and the impacts of that. And it can really help, honestly, that what I think is it can really help bridge gender gap and bring more people to be aware of the situation. Because as you said before, in order to propel a mission forward, you have to bring awareness. And I think that with the rise of something as global as this, it'll definitely help the gender gap be more bridged.
And like, yeah, it's, and like I said, that's the thing, just knowing where we're going in the future. I think that kind of dictates the more that people do need to be aware. So it's definitely a concern, definitely a concern.
Yes. And my last question for you is, how do you continue to learn in order to stay on top of things within your role?
Collaborations with others, reading the data, TED Talks. Like I said, that's one of my favorites because I feel like those people are out there, they see what's going on and they're providing the information that we need. Just looking at other fields too, and just kind of getting an idea of how this may impact other fields. Just being a futurist, just trying to see where this may lead down the road. And I think that's important also. Yes, I want to make others aware, but I also want to prepare them to look at what may be trending in the future. So I think that's very important. And that's kind of where I am now, just trying to research, find out what it may lead to, and stand on top of current events that may impact technology and unconscious bias as far as it's related to technology.
Yeah, I really liked what you said over there, like being more aware and being on top of data and being on top of the trends that might come out, because in order to actually figure out the impacts of something, you have to be on top of the data and on top of the real world metrics. So just knowing that there's a lot of things happening, a lot of big issues and a lot of big pressing moments. And if you're part of that, and if you know it, you'll be able to think, oh, what might happen down the road in the future, and be part of that mission and be part of that in the real world.
Yeah, and that's what we're striving for. That's exactly what we're striving for, just to make everyone aware and to engage and participate in what's going on. I mean, that's our overall theme, is to just motivate people to become engaged, become aware, and address any issues that may affect all of us, not just the marginalized group, but the community as a whole. So yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Misty, for being here today. Before we end off the call, do you have any last words to the audience?
I just want to encourage, like I said, Gen Z, really look at where we are now as far as technology. If you have a passion, research it, look at the data, find out what would be the best fit for you, ask questions, and I encourage you to pursue your passion.
Well, thank you so much, Misty. I absolutely love talking to you, and I hope you have the best rest of your day.
Thank you. You have a great day also.
And here are my 3 cents on this episode with Dr. Misty. 1, self-reflection and purpose finding. It is crucial to conduct through research on potential career paths. Identify the aspects of your work that bring you happiness and fulfillment. Seek to understand your purpose and align your career choices with your values. 2, flexibility and embracing change. It's okay to change your career path, and being indecisive at times is a natural part of the journey. Embrace flexibility in your professional trajectory, allowing yourself the freedom to explore different paths and make adjustments as needed. And 3, diversity in technology. Recognize the importance of diversity and inclusion within the field of technology. Understand that when coding and developing technology, it's essential to consider the perspectives and needs of marginalized groups. Acknowledge the broader impact of technology on various aspects of society, such as healthcare and business decisions. Thus, that concludes the episode for this week. If you want to know more about how I relate to these amazing topics, then stay tuned for upcoming episodes. A free way to support this show is by leaving it a 5-star rating and a review on the player you are listening to. Let me know what you enjoy about this podcast, as it's a chance to tell me what you love about the show, and it helps others discover it too. Once again, thank you for finding me, and I hope we stay in touch with each other. Dito, you're listening to Arna Sahu, the host of Arna's News. Toodles!